Narcissistic mothers. Learn how to handle narcissistic manipulative mothers to heal and recover from psychological abuse. By Rhonda Appleton. Narrated by Susan Piper. Introduction. It is not an easy walk in the park to create the perfect, prosperous life, job, having your own house and family. And then no one said it would be easy. However, in your life, there is someone who makes things look that way. Your mother. She's one that everyone is in awe of. She's Wonder Woman in their eyes. Mothers are a cornerstone of our first attachment to the universe. As babies and young children, we learn from her how to connect with others. We obtain our initial sense of self-esteem by how she cares about us, nurtures us, loves, and protects us from danger. Though a loving mother protects her child from the risk of harm of the outside world at an early stage, a narcissistic mother is the source of anxiety and fear for her child and obscures the self-perception of the child. Children of narcissistic mothers have doubt in their minds and low self-worth rooted deep into their lives instead of being given the skills and resources to create and sustain a healthy self-esteem. While the healthy mother welcomes her child with unwavering love and understanding aimed at providing confidence in a safe space to find and develop into who they are, the narcissistic mother offers performance-driven, conditional love which is only for leverage to be elevated even higher without the reward being provided. It induces as continuous sense of fear, self-doubt, and mistrust. This is where everything begins. Narcissistic mothers infect their innocent child who, for love, affection, affirmation, direction, and security depend and rely on their mothers. The ability of a mother to provide her child or children with a secure attachment, to tune into our feelings, to affirm our pain, and to fulfill our basic needs has a significant impact on our growth, styles of attachment, and regulations of our emotions. If this initial attachment is damaged with psychological abuse, it can cause wounds that can take a very long time to heal. Emotional and verbal abuse inflicted by a parent can impair our adult development, memory, decision-making, and impulse control. Additionally, it can increase our likelihood of anxiety, suicide attempts, addiction, and depression. An abusive narcissistic mother poses an imminent risk to her children due to the nature of her illness. Her immense desire for control, an unhealthy sense of superiority, a remarkable lack of compassion and inclination for interpersonal manipulation, and a relentless need for attention overshadow the well-being of her kids. The narcissistic mother not only fails to protect their child or children early from the dangers of the external world, she becomes the cause of their fear. Rather than love, they are subjected to unhealthy codependency, persistent anger, and severe border breaking. Narcissistic parenting obscures their self-perception rather than providing the building blocks of a positive self-esteem. They internalize a gnawing internal critic and a constant feeling of self-doubt. The narcissistic mother's erratic change of emotions, her ever-conditional love, endless humiliation strategies, and cruel comparisons terrorize her children, generate a pervasive feeling of fear and anxiety instead of the safety and security that she should provide. Toxic mothers fail to provide a healthy, loving, and caring atmosphere for their children. When they are narcissistically abusive, they have no sympathy and almost always no conscience. This kind of cruel behavior has a negative effect on early development and also on how one navigates the environment as adults. There are many who understand what it is like to crave...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?